infant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. We are welcoming you once again to the news hour coming from Radio Biafra Studios, live and direct from London, on this day, the 20th of August in the year of our Lord 2013. We are welcoming you wherever you are. I am Nnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. As usual, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, even to some people, especially those in China, those in Malaysia, those in Thailand, those in Indonesia, those in the Philippines, those in Japan, those of you in the Ukraine, those in Russia. We acknowledge all the efforts you are all making, and we want that effort to be replicated in Europe as well, especially in Germany. We'll be devoting some time this evening to discuss the problem with Germany. We want to understand what is going on there, because they are very, very strong and very powerful. We want to release the potential of our people in Germany to embrace this very quest. After all, Ekwentche has a presence in Germany. So why is Germany slackening? That is why we say to you, wherever you are on this planet, that this is Radio Biafra, your radio station. The station that projects the voice of the Biafran people that have been killed since 1945, bombed, raped, assassinated, extrajudiciously killed, deported, marginalized, and rendered destitute in their own country. We are here to defend the defenseless. We are here to speak the truth always, even if it leads to our death. We are here to make sure that Biafra is restored in truth and honesty. That is the reason why Radio Biafra exists. There is no other need for Radio Biafra. This is not a chat show. It's not some kind of social club. This is not a place where people play music to make merry. We are here to announce to the world that Biafra is coming. We come in peace. And for that reason, that is why we preach the message of peace, love, and harmony. That is why we say to everybody that is stopping us from leaving the Zoological Republic of Nigeria that the time we want to go is now. We are doing everything possible to make sure that our exit from the Zoological Republic is complete on or before 2015. If they say no to it, then things will happen, because a lot of people are angry. We are welcoming you wherever you are. Please go and get your pen and a piece of paper, because this is a lecture series at Radio Biafra. We just don't broadcast. We tell you things you never knew existed. We would enlighten you, inform you, educate you, and also make you aware of what is happening wherever you are. As long as you're a Biafran, this is your radio station. The only one of its kind anywhere on this planet. There is no other place you will go to, and the type of information, incisive debate, not argument, incisive debate that happens on Radio Biafra, you won't get it anywhere else. We are all one. Here we disagree to agree, we agree to disagree. We debate very robustly, even more than we do on air. But our destination is Biafra, and that is where we found our common bond. And Biafra, we are going to deliver to our people on or before 2015. They said it is not possible. We are telling them that if we spoke yesterday about Yahoo, if you write Biafra on Yahoo, it still had red on the line yesterday. Today is not there anymore. Yesterday, Yahoo, if you write Radio Biafra yesterday on Yahoo, if you want to send Yahoo email, it will have red on the line underneath it. We told them yesterday you have to remove it, because Biafra is a country, because Achebe acknowledged that there was a country. And today it has been removed. You can now write Biafra in Yahoo email without any red underline. Our march is relentless. We have done nothing. It's not our own making. It's the making of God, because he's behind us. He knows what we are doing, and we are going to get Biafra in truth and honesty. I welcome each and every one of you wherever you are. Please go to www.radiobiafra.co. Go to peopleofbiafra.org. Please go to bilehumanrights.org. Also go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Those are our listening posts. Our main website is radiobiafra.co. Tell your friends and your family. Tell everybody around you. Put it on your Facebook. Go via BlackBerry Messenger or BBM, whatever you call it. Go via WhatsApp. Go via Twitter. Any platform you're on, tell those around you that Radio Biafra is on, that they may tune in. After all, even the governor of Ebonyi State is listening as we speak. Very important, so to speak. People occupying important offices listen to Radio Biafra. He is not important. He is listening, and we will tell him. He may have told somebody to tell one of our leaders that he is listening, but it doesn't mean we love him. We don't, because of what is happening in Ebonyi State. They have allowed Muslims to come and ravage our land. He must repent from his sins, or else when we come, we will bring hell with us. Hell is coming with us, because we'll also bring judgment. Please, Carol, acknowledge our listeners all over the world listening to Radio Biafra this evening, please.
Hello, good evening to everybody. I'm saying good evening from London time, that is, because I know all over the world it's different times. I want to acknowledge all our friends, family, and us in the world that want to know the truth. I want to also acknowledge tonight the people that are behind the scenes that listen to us, those that don't call in, but we know are there, like Microsoft and Mr. and Mrs. Gates, because we did air how Mr. and Mrs. Gates' aid was being misspent in Nigeria, and fortunately now we see that Microsoft have acknowledged us with a capital B and put Baraf and taken the red line out, which was amazing for us. Okay, good evening everybody.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And Chidera, please.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. Good morning, good afternoon, good night to some of you in Malaysia, China. I acknowledge your presence, and I'm welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour from here, Tennessee, United States. Stay tuned.
Thank you very, very much. And please, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, could you kindly acknowledge the listenership of Radio Biafra scattered all over this earth, please?
Thanks, Director, and thanks to being today once again. Our friends, those who support Radio Biafra, and those who support our struggle, may God be with all of you. And we're going to have a good discussion today. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Wherever you are and you're joining us, please, you know the number to call. Should you wish to join our conversation, our numbers never change. The number or the means through which you contact Radio Biafra will never, ever change. It is still the same morning, noon, and night. The number, once again, can be found on our Facebook page, please. ask people to join us on Facebook. Keep on adding your friends. Yesterday, you did very well, but not that well, because we did not make 90,000 yesterday. We want to make 90,000 before this program is finished this evening. You must go and add your friends, and if you go to Facebook, you see all the details. Every information you require, every help that you need is there. You can get us via +44 78 31 30 8376. I repeat, +44 78 31 30 8376. That is the number to call when our lines open. If you wish to join us via Skype, please just add Radio Biafra, all one word, Radio Biafra. You can also email us by going to or via contact@radiobiafralondon.com, contact@radiobiafralondon.com, or info@radiobiafralondon.com, or you can also follow us on Twitter. Everything happening in the studios of Radio Biafra, we put out via Twitter. Our Twitter handle is @RadioBiafraLive. That is our Twitter handle. Get your friends also to follow Radio Biafra, because the more people hear about Radio Biafra, the easier it is for us. When we said yesterday to Yahoo that we want the red line removed, they removed it today. You don't know who did it. That is why you have to keep adding your friends. You don't know who is sympathetic to Biafra. Not everybody, you know, wants Biafra to die or Biafrans to die. Some people are sympathetic. Some people are sympathetic. We must know that. The reason why Steve Jobs, the owner of Apple, or the inventor of Apple, all the so-called iPhone and iPad that you're using, the reason why he questioned his faith was because of Biafra. He's in the United States. He said, no, that God cannot be alive and this type of thing will be happening to his children. Because of that, he started to question God directly, to say, why have you let this happen to your children? Please, you don't know who is watching. You don't know who is listening. You must continue to add your friends, and also ensure you visit Radio Biafra website at least twice every day. Chidera, please, give us today's news headlines and accompanies news roundup, please. On this day, the 20th day of August in the year of our Lord, 2013, the time here now in London is slightly 13 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. in the evening. Go ahead.
The news headlines. Gowon pleads with God to uproot bad leaders in Nigeria. Nigerian legislators condemned as report reveals they are the richest in the world. Over 40 detained Boko Haram suspects in Lagos missing from custody, presumed dead. Army will defeat Boko Haram, Ihejirika assures Nigerians. Okorocha accused of stealing Imo State local government funds. Group calls for his immediate resignation. Biafrans demand a Zuriva autopsy report from Peter Obi. The news in full. Former head of state General Yakubu Gowon on Monday in Ibadan prayed that God should uproot all the leaders with evil intentions against the country so that the polity could move forward. Gowon spoke during his visit to Gethsemane Prayer Ministry's Cathedral, Ele, Ibadan, presided over by the National Coordinator Nigeria Praise, Reverend Moses Aranciola. I want God to uproot bad leaders from Nigeria as a way of moving the country forward from the present situation, he said. The ex-military ruler had been involved in administration work, praying fervently for peace and progress of Nigeria. He also faltered the prediction that the country would break up by 2015, saying that similar prediction by France had already failed. The former head of state said Nigeria should stand up as one and intercede on the crisis rocking this nation. That is when God will uproot all the leaders that have evil intention against this country. Nigerians need to desist from creating problems which they cannot solve and stop blaming God for their shortcomings. Lawmakers in Nigeria, it has emerged, are the highest paid in the world. Former World Bank Vice President, Africa Region, Mrs. Abegeli Ezekwesili, yesterday described the National Assembly as a drain pipe on the nation's economy, disclosing that Nigeria has spent over $1 trillion between 2005 and last year mainly on salaries and allowances for legislators. She said that the Global Research Statistics which was recently published by The Economist of London, showed that Nigerian lawmakers were the highest paid in the world. This was even as civil society groups described as outrageous the annual cost of maintaining the 10 planes in the presidential air fleet. Ezekwesili, who is a former Minister of Education, said that the statistics was frightening and that remaining on the path by a nation which per capita income is just $1,500 is suicidal. She spoke during discussions with members of the Civil Society Coalition in Abuja, urging President Goodluck Jonathan to cut down on wasteful expenditure. The former minister noted that Nigeria continued to spend 82% of its budgetary appropriations on recurrent items, leaving a mere 18% for capital projects. It is alleged that Boko Haram suspects apprehended and detained in a secure military facility in Lagos are nowhere to be found and may have been summarily executed by security agents in Nigeria. Over 3 weeks after the Nigerian army paraded 42 suspected Boko Haram members in Lagos, their whereabouts has been shrouded in secrecy. Although there are speculations that the suspects have been moved out of Lagos to a safer zone, a top security personnel told reporters that they are still in Lagos. It was learned that security agencies are collaborating to keep the whereabouts of the suspects a secret to stop the Boko Haram network. In a country where extrajudicial killings are the norm, some commentators have alleged that the suspects may already be dead through secret executions. An anonymous security source said the network of the sect is massive, adding that in times like this, it is better to keep mum on where the suspected terrorists are. The suspects were arrested in Ogun and Lagos states by the 81 Division of the Nigerian Army, following the intelligence reports that the state of emergency in three northern states has dislodged the sect members who were relocating to regroup in other states. The army will win the war against insurgency, Chief of Army Staff Lieutenant General Azubike Ihejika assured Nigerians yesterday. He said the events of the last 2 weeks were enough lessons for security agents. General Ihejika spoke at the second commanding officers workshop at the 1 Merchandise Division of the Army in Kaduna. General Ihejika said, "Yes, you have had few cases of soldiers relating with the adversaries, but as a unit commander worth its onions, you can turn such a leader into an asset, a veritable asset you can use. You can use such soldiers to track the enemy rather than the enemy having the advantage. This is why, as a unit commander, you must be alert always, because there are no excuses." Governor Rochas Okorocha of Imo State has been accused of misappropriation and embezzlement of funds meant for local government administration in the state. In a statement released by the All Local Government Organization of Nigeria, ALGON, yesterday in Owerri, the Imo State capital, the group demanded the immediate resignation of the state governor, Owole Rochas Okorocha, for allegedly mismanaging 158 billion naira belonging to local governments in the state in the last 2 years. ALGON secretary in the state and former chairman of Ngokwala local government area of the state, Enyinnaya Onuebu, yesterday said the governor has grounded the local government system in the state after mismanaging the council's allocations in the last 2 years. He said it would be appropriate for Governor Okorocha to tender his resignation and save the state from further economic and administrative malady. The former council boss, who made the call in a telephone interview in a way, he said the governor lacks the ability and administrative knowledge to govern the state. The most outstanding issues in Anambra State today regarding the conduct of the incumbent chief security officer and governor, Mr. Peter Obi, are the failure of Mr. Peter Obi to ensure effective investigation to unravel and or disclose the whole truth about what happened to Igbo sons at Irizu River, whose naked and half-clothed corpses were found floating on the river. Secondly, Governor Peter Obi's brutish and arbitrary resort to ordering and personally supervising the demolition of properties of people accused but not yet tried or convicted of crime in the state, and the role and use of the Special Anti-Robbery Squad, SARS, based in Akuzu in committing illegalities and crime in Anambra State. These three issues highlight the growing tendency by the Anambra State Governor to treat human life and dignity with levity, to circumvent the due process and resort to lawless approaches of governance and law enforcement capable of dragging Anambra State back to the Stone Age characterized by savagery. This is the news of today, 20th of August, Anno Domini 2013. Over to you, Director.
Thank you very much, Chidera, for that. Thank you very, very much. That was Chidera joining us and reading the news for us today, all the way from Johnson City in Tennessee in the United States, because this is Radio Biafra. There is nowhere we cannot broadcast from. By this time next week, we'll be in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia or in any other Malaysian city broadcasting to the whole world, because the technology we have and what we can do, no other person can do it. That is why if Nigeria is sensible, they should please, for their own sake, for the sake of the money they have stolen, if they want to enjoy the money and for their children's children to enjoy the money they have stolen from the people, they better give us Biafra. If they wait for us to demand and ask for it in the manner that prompting us to ask for it, there will no longer be any country. This is Radio Biafra. The time now here in London is approximately 22 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. here this evening. Our lines will open. When it does, we are going to inform you so you can phone in, you can give us your views and your opinion. But right now, let us go and attempt to bring to you what they are not telling you. The news is written in English language. Most of us can read and write, but in terms of proficiency, in the understanding of English language, the nuances within it, the hidden meanings within it, it is slightly very, very difficult for some people to comprehend. So we give it the Radio Biafra treatment. That is why here on Radio Biafra, we present news in a style that makes it meaningful to people. We break it down so that our people can manage to understand what is hidden, what is not being said. Every blessed day, we told you, somebody from somewhere comes out to reassure everybody that Nigeria is not going to break up. I don't know if you've noticed. For nearly a week now, every day somebody comes to say it's not going to break up. They listen to Radio Biafra, they say, oh, Nigeria, of course we know it's going to, they know it's going to break up. They know that very well. Because it is either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. We don't want them to underestimate that. The reason why I like chivalry, for those who don't know what chivalry is, the reason why I like, you know, the ancient times, before you go into battle with the next village, you inform them. You even go and, you know, pick out a field to go and fight. You say this war will commence 4 p.m. in the evening, and in the evening, men will come out. Even in Igbo traditional setting, even in wrestling, you inform people to say, on this day, come to the market square, you see people who are going to wrestle themselves. A champion will emerge. That is what we are going back to. We are not going to fight for Biafra like a bunch of cowards. It doesn't mean we are reckless. No, we are not. We are telling them what is to come. Because one thing is assured. They will not leave to enjoy the money they have stolen. One thing is assured. Darkness has never, never in this life overtaken light. Never. It's not done anywhere in the world. And unless people are telling me that Frederick Lugard has some mythical powers greater than the creator of the universe, there is no way that Biafra cannot triumph over Nigeria. It's impossible. Because Biafra is the creation of God. Nigeria is the creation of man. Nobody can say who created Biafrans. They've been there from year zero. But we can tell you when Nigeria was created, which makes Nigeria an artificial man-made creation. Are you then telling me that what man created is going to supersede what God created? That is what, when I ask so-called Nigerians this question, they disappear. God created Biafra. It is irreducible. Who created Nigeria? Frederick Lugard. He left half of Yoruba people in Benin Republic and in Togo. And people are telling us that somebody who is from Badagry is far more related to somebody from Ekote Ebene than their fellow Yoruba people in Benin Republic, in Cotonou. Does that make sense to any human being? They think we are daft. We don't know anything. That was why the UN introduced the Charter on Human Rights. I am not deviating from today's news, but it is to set it in context so that people understand why we are agitating for Biafra. We want to be free. What they do with their Nigeria is entirely up to them. We are not interested. We want to be free. Gowon is telling us today that he's pleading to God to uproot bad leaders in Nigeria. So Gowon knows that there are bad leaders in Nigeria. Who are those bad leaders? Himself included, the mass murderer. They're having fun, enjoying and laughing when the women and the children that Gowon killed are in their grave today. The fact that Gowon is alive, walking about all over the place, is an insult to the people that died, because I'm going to remind Hausa people what they said before they went on the rampage and killed a lot of Igbo people in the north, over 300,000 of them. The justification of T.Y. Danjuma and Haruna and all the other murderers in the Nigerian army in 1966, when they went on their so-called rampage all over the place, killing our army officers, killing ordinary women and children in the north, is because they said that the blood of their leader, Ahmadu Bello, is crying out for vengeance. One person crying out for vengeance. Ours is 3.5 million, in case our people have forgotten. Not 3.5 people, no. 3.5 million. That is why we must let the world understand that nothing is going to stop us from getting Biafra. This is what Gowon is saying. This is Gowon saying it, not Radio Biafra, because I don't want people to accuse us of fabricating anything. This is Gowon's own words. I want God to uproot bad leaders from Nigeria as a way of moving the country forward. Gowon is asking for a revolution. Even a mass murderer is asking you to revolt. Because in the same sentence, he went on to say that you cannot be crying to God to help you. You need to help yourself. On one hand, he's telling you that for the country to move forward, the present leadership you have must go. Even Gowon is saying so. A mass murderer, a criminal, and a thief knows that for Nigeria to move forward, that he himself will have to be eliminated. That's what he's telling you. Not me. This is Gowon's own words. Not me. I've not added anything to what he said. I want God to uproot bad leaders from Nigeria as a way of moving the country forward from the present situation. So the country is in a bad situation. Why can't one Nigerian apologist see what even the mass murderer is saying? For those who don't know, Yakubu Gowon is in the top 10 list of mass murderers in the history of humanity. Top 10. Himself and his sidekick, Obafemi Awolowo, that I'm sure is rotting in hell. Obafemi Awolowo is in hellfire, rotting as we speak, being licked by fire because he was evil. Evil. Anybody that supports Awolowo is the devil incarnate. Awolowo was a murderer of children. He will not know peace in his life, in hell. May that fire continue to burn him and all of his supporters. That is what awaits them. Hellfire. We have had a series of crises in the past. Nigerians can pray fervently well. Sooner or later, this country will be free from its challenges. God has heard our cries and will surely answer. Gowon, thank you very much. You are spot on. You are correct. For once, I agree with you. Sooner or later, this country will be free. Of course, it will be free from the likes of you and other criminals that have chained Nigeria into purgatory, turned it into a den of whoremongers. Into a den of pedophiles. Talking of which, the Nigerian legislators, can anyone believe that? No wonder they can afford money to go and marry 9-year-old girls. The Nigerian legislators are the highest paid in the world. You know, when the news comes out of the zoo, you start wondering if you're hearing it correctly. Yes, it is. Not from Radio Biafra, from by The Economist. Economist magazine. Economist magazine is reporting today that Nigeria has the highest paid legislators or lawmakers in the whole world, including the US, including China, including France, including Russia, South Africa, Brazil, every developed country in the world. Nigeria pay more than those countries does. Can you believe that? They have siphoned away 7 trillion. No, 1 trillion between 2005 and last year. Recorder, the one they caught them, they paid them officially, is 1 trillion. What they have stolen is over 7 trillion. Because these are squirrels. They are rats. They are kleptomaniacs. Kleptomaniac means somebody who cannot resist stealing. If you want to be a senator in Nigeria, the only criteria they need is that you're a criminal. You have to steal, you have to lie, you have to pillage, you have to loot. These are the four qualifications that requires, that's all you need. You are in Nigeria, you're a senator and the House of Reps member. Can anybody tell me any landmark bill they have passed in that country? One bill only. That's not. No. Can anybody remember a bill they passed in that country that changed the lives of people? A country without electricity, yet they dig out oil from the ground. A country without kerosene. A country without fuel. A country without normal gas at home that people can cook with. Butane gas. A country that has coal, yet people go to fetch firewood to cook. A country full of monkeys and animals. A proper zoo, which is why it is the Zoological Republic. May they continue in their folly. These people, they are a disgrace to humanity. 40 detained Boko Haram members are probably dead. They've killed them. The same way they killed our people in Ezu River and dumped them in the river. They've killed them. They've been asking them in Lagos, the so-called security services, where are these people? Because natural justice and law requires you to try every suspect. That is what makes you a civilized nation. But they have been summarily executed because they can't produce them anymore. That is Nigeria for you. Lawlessness. And in the midst of this, somebody by the name of Azubiki Hejirika, the chief of army staff, is telling us that Nigeria will defeat Boko Haram. You know, these people are not educated. That is why I hate Nigeria. Of course, anyway, the universities are short. That is why they are not educated. That is why I don't argue with Nigerians, because they are not reasonable. They are incapable of reason. If United States Army could not defeat the Taliban, fueled by the same Al-Qaeda-inspired ideology that Boko Haram, that inspired Boko Haram as well, who are a wretched bunch of corrupt people, Nigerian Army, to defeat Boko Haram? Who told you you can? You've killed 3.5 million of us. Have you defeated Biafra? The answer is no. It is an ideology. You must learn to respect ideology. When Christians moved into Europe, and even Nero tried, they put them in cauldron, boiling hot oil. The same place they crucified Peter in Rome is where his basilica was built. At the end, Christianity took over the whole of the world, the whole of Europe, so to speak. You cannot defeat an ideology. Get that into your heads. You can't defeat it. Take the little money you have stolen. Take your families and yes, you're flying to America. You're flying. You're about 70 girlfriends all over the world. Because that's what you people do. Now that the schools are off, you know what you do. So we ask you to please take the little change you have stolen and get away from the country. You cannot defeat what is greater than you. Boko Haram is an ideology. They are not looking for money like you are. What binds these criminals sustaining one Nigeria is greed and money. That's all. When you hear Babangida speak about one Nigeria, when you hear Emeka Anyaoku talk of one Nigeria, when you hear any other person, including Babangida, go on. All of them tell you, oh, nothing can break us. They are not saying it because they love you. They are saying it because they have money to protect. Because if you drive them away from there and they go to the US, if they dabble in the same whoremongering that they do, which is pedophilia, and having stupid, reckless parties, they will go to prison. So they want you to allow them to stay in Nigeria so that their access to young girls will be unrestricted. That is what they love, one Nigeria. Nothing more, nothing less. Not because they love you, but because they want access to your daughters. They want to steal your money, and they want to kill you if you say anything about it. Who killed Delegiwa? Who doesn't know it's Babangida that killed Delegiwa? Even a child that was born the day Delegiwa opened the letter and was killed, we know it was Babangida that killed him. Who doesn't know that? Yet you have Nigerian journalists running to Babangida to go have breakfast with him. People without honor. No dignity, no shame, no honor. And you're wondering why Europeans came and colonized you. Because they had honor, pride, and respect. Do you know how many people conquered the whole of us? Do you know how many people conquered the whole of Nigeria for Queen Victoria? 5,000 men only. Do you know where most of them came from? Most of them were Ghanaians. In what was called then the West African Frontier Force. 5,000 men overran Biafra land, overran what the Nigerian part of the Oduduwa people, overran the entire Arewa. 5,000 men, because they had something that the rest of us didn't have: honor, dignity, and resilience in battle. People will say, oh, but they came with guns. How about the Japanese and the Dutch? Have you read the story of as to the reason why Japan wasn't colonized? Because in Japan, the throne of chrysanthemum has been going for over 1,000 years. The Japanese monarchy, or royalty, as the case may be. The Hito dynasty. They have honor and pride. They would rather die than see themselves be humiliated. These people, you think they will fight for you? Go on, and all these people. No, their girlfriends are waiting all over the world. This is Radio Biafra. We'll go to Ezu River later on, but we are reminding you today that Yahoo has lifted the ban on Biafra. Biafra doesn't have any red underline if you want to send a Yahoo email. I will go to Barrister Mamezu to open proceedings for us before I go to Karamonde. Please, Barrister, you have heard our presentation and our analysis. Please, could you come in and tell me which part of the news that you're in love with and you'd like to talk about?
Director, thank you once again. I'm in love with all of them, but let me gloss over, because you have already explained in details what we are talking about for the interest of our listeners. That's why our news here is self-explanatory, so that when you call in, you know what to say. Let me briefly touch on Boko Haram, the 42 people arrested. The Nigerian government, they have no right either to kill these people or to say about their whereabouts, because they are human beings. The Boko Haram are trying to protect their own religion. The only evil they are doing is killing the Igbos, killing the Biafrans, because they want us to join their religion. Otherwise, they should just contain them. After which, they leave them and send them back to where they come from. They have no right to kill any single member of Boko Haram. They are protecting their religion, and they have rights to protect their religion. Let's talk about Izu River. The Radio Biafra forced Peter Obi and his government to carry out autopsy for all those our people they gagged and killed and thrown into the river, thinking that nobody will see them, thinking that that is all. You can cover up all the evidences surrounding their killings. We forced Peter Obi, and then he went and did the autopsy, and then he stopped with the results. One day, he released this particular result. Very, he will not be sitting there, because no office is a permanent entity. He will leave at some point in time. Evidence will definitely lead to the recovery of this particular report, wherever he put them or wherever he's hiding them. Now, our brother, Ejinka, was telling us that the army will defeat Boko Haram. Director, you've already explained it. But let me touch on something that contained in the communique from this, our brother, the Chief of Army Staff, Ngejirika. He was having a go at his mechanized division, telling them that probably one of them went to grant them up. That was why they suffered the losses they suffered what's the name of this place?
It's in Plateau. Killing in Plateau, the ambush in Plateau that they killed as many police and JTF people as possible.
That's correct. And then he went further. The person who is going to defeat Boko Haram, he would come further to say that the army are not using any tactics. They are not using any strategy yet to defeat Boko Haram. I couldn't stop laughing reading the director.
He admitted it. He said they don't have any strategy.
He's telling the whole world that they will defeat army. And in the same communique, he's telling us that his army lack strategy. They lack tactics. Yet, you will defeat Boko Haram. I laughed at that and said, well, we shall see. You've already explained it. It's an ideology. You're talking about the Americans couldn't defeat Al-Qaeda. What about the Russians that dug in? The Russians dug in yet.
In Afghanistan.
They fled at the end of the day before the Americans moved in.
They did.
And Americans will soon be gone. You can never defeat an ideology no matter what you have. It's something in somebody's brain, and that is what they were born with. Leave them with their own particular habits. All you do is to contain them or move them away from your own territory. Let them kill themselves, please. Not in my own backyard. But for you to defeat an ideology in the next world. I don't want to say much about your corruption. They're asking him to resign. It's an allegation. The guy has not been taking drugs. And you know, some people know what to do. They think that their governor has embezzled their money. Not by saying it. Corruption has done quite a lot of few things. And I tell you, what he's done and what he hasn't done is equal in number. But they cannot just ask for his resignation until he's taken to the court and proven that he's guilty. So let me leave the corruption case. Gowon is saying that God should uproot bad leaders. Director, I don't know. Wasn't it 2 days ago Obasanjo was saying that
There
is no good leader in Nigeria?
Exactly.
So, why is it that these guys are just waking up?
They're
just waking up.
There is talking
about no good initiative, talking about what God will uproot. When Gowon was there, was Gowon a good leader? When he massacred 3 points, how many millions? But I want to ask you this. When Obasanjo turned this guy on what was the name of this? There was this guy that was turned to Hague. Chastela,
yes.
When Chastela was turned in by Obasanjo and was his trial is still going on in Hague, why is it that no single leader in Nigeria has ever been brought to book?
Do you want me to answer that?
Thank you. Let me finish. Let it be one of the things you answer. Let it be one of the things you answer. Let me conclude very briefly.
Right.
You're talking about our economy. A single legislator in Nigeria earns more than any other person in the whole world. They use only 18% investing in the economy. Can you see the reason why we have no hospital, no good roads, nothing, no electricity? Because individuals are enjoying our... Where is this economy coming from? From Biafran land. This is why everybody is panicking. They don't want to live where they're enjoying. It has made all of them lazy. Take away the oil, the Biafrans can survive in any way you place them. We don't even need the oil to build our economy. We need our brain. There's something the Yorubas normally say that I like. They say Orilowo. Orilowo means brain is money. You don't need oil for you to survive. But this oil has been jumped on by the Yorubas and the Hausas. That's what they live on. And have they developed the economy? 53 years. 53 good years. Nigeria cannot write anything about improvement, about development. Nothing. Go there, the kind of cars you see, some of them have no screen. When they're driving on the road, they have no discipline in individual on the road, be it the police, be it the army, be it any particular organization, there's no discipline. Director Biafra cannot wait to move. And we are going immediately, very soon, we'll be handing letters individually in every office. Biafra is demanding to go, so that no one will say, we did not tell them. They're not coming by force. We are coming immediately. The letters will be going to their individual desks for them to know that Biafra is now ready to assume her position. Thank God we have the UN, we have the European joining us. I tell you, there's no better time than now for Biafra to exist. Thank you, Director. Don't forget the question I put before you.
Yes, which if you
why say, is it that no single individual in Nigeria has been arraigned?
You know that this is Radio Biafra. We are not too diplomatic. We tell you the truth the way it is. If you like, you accept it. If you like, you don't. And I will tell you why. The reason why nobody, none of these criminals, that everybody that comes to the Zoological Republic, they leave and things are getting very bad, is because if you are posted to the Zoological Republic from any meaningful country, by which I mean any of the five permanent members of the UN, influential countries like Australia, any of these big hitters that goes there, the first thing they do that Nigeria does is to corrupt them. Nigeria will call you aside as an ambassador. Go and ask any ambassador to Nigeria if they have not sold oil before. It's a very simple assignment. People sometimes wonder how we get our information, but they don't know what Radio Biafra represents. Every ambassador you see that have served in Nigeria has been corrupted. They give them money. They give them oil concessions. So that they report leaving Lagos or leaving Abuja, and before that Lagos, will speak glowingly about the country being one that is unity, that is love. It is a challenge. Go through the life of each and every ambassador any meaningful country has ever sent to Nigeria. Go, if they are honest people, let them open the accounts. You see what you marvel. Nigeria corrupts everything it comes into contact with. Even the diplomatic corps, Nigeria has corrupted them. Serving ambassadors come to Nigeria as paupers, they live as millionaires. They use oil money to bribe men and women of the diplomatic service coming to the zoo. That is why none of them has ever submitted a report saying that Gowon should be tried. Ask yourself. All the people, all the mass murderers in the world, go and Google it. People should go to Google right now and put in 10 most, 10, how's it put again? I think it's the 10 most murderers of the world or something of that. No, the 10 people that have committed the most genocide in the world. You will see Gowon's name. Every other person on that list is either dead, in prison, or in hiding, apart from Gowon. Go and check. The top 10 murderers in this modern era is either dead, in prison, on the run. Only Gowon is alive and telling us about prayer ministry. We don't want to go into religion again because we said it yesterday. He's calling God for forgiveness, and God will forgive him for ordering for men, women, and children to be massacred. They have forgotten what happened at Asaba. St. Michael's Apostolic Church in Asaba. Haruna and his men. People have forgotten that these people killed us in our thousands. And people are saying, oh, forgive and forget. Jesus said, if they slap you on one side, they turn the other side. Every ambassador that comes to Nigeria leaves a very corrupt human being. That is why Nigeria can get away with it. That is it, Barrister. Yes, Carol, what do you make of what you're presenting today, please?
Yeah, don't ask me if I love it, because I don't. Every time I hear the news, I shake my head, regardless. So I can't say that I'm in love with any part of the news. With regards to country in poverty, being the highest paid legislators in the world, how is that? The country is in poverty, and they have the highest paid legislators in the world. They have 10 planes, a presidential fleet. In the UK, the royal family and the prime minister don't have this. They have to book a flight on the RAF or a scheduled British Airways flight. That's not on their time. They can't just click their fingers and say, get my plane ready. They have to go and book on a scheduled flight with British Airways or the RAF. It's in a country where you're poor. This economist has shown you and is warning you that they are taking so much of your national budget that you are becoming more and more poor. It's driving you into harder poverty. Britain is already looking at the amount of aid that they send into Nigeria. They will pull out that aid. And with the way they're spending money in your politics, where are you heading to? It's already bad. Where's it going? They say the US has already said that they will pull out of the aid in Egypt. It will happen. They will start pulling out the aid. They're already talking about it. And this economist has already warned that the way they've taken so much money out of your budget, that's it. So you tell me, you ask yourself where you're heading. Okay? The Izu River, since I have been with Radio Brafa, we have cried and cried about the Izu River. We've asked the question so many times. We got the autopsies. We did get that much. Even though they weren't giving us the people's names, we still managed to get some degree of a response from them. But it's been going on for far too long. People have family that go to prison and then they go missing. They think that their family is in prison, but they could be in a river. They could be in an unmarked grave. All they want to do is to know the names so they can recognize their dead and put their dead to rest. The Boko Haram detainees. What is the matter with the law in Nigeria? It is legal that you're not guilty until you're proven guilty. They've taken that away. Where are these suspects? Are they dead? Are they too in an unmarked grave? Or is it like the plane that was detained in Lagos, loaded with guns for the terrorists from Russia, and then it was released again? What's happened to these suspects? Crazy country. Back to you, Director.
It is more than crazy. It's insane. It is a zoo. That is why we affectionately, with so much consideration, refer to it as the Zoological Republic. I don't know what Chidera is making of the news that she herself presented. Chidera, which part of the news, of course, you're the news reader, you've been through it, which part of the news is of interest to you?
I would say, Director, almost every part of it. Gone is here talking about praying to God about the revolution. Of course, there's going to be a revolution in Nigeria, and when that revolution comes, it's going to start from his house. Because he was part of the people that brought all the problems that we are going through in Nigeria. Had he not killed those people that were killed during the war, we wouldn't be where we are today. So when that revolution that he's praying about comes, the revolution is going to start from his home, and he will be judged for everything that he did to the Biafrans during the war. And that of the legislators that earn the highest amount of money in the world. You know, the first time I saw that news, I was thinking that they were paid, like they earned the highest money in Nigeria. When I saw the world, I was like, wait a minute, is this really the world or just Nigeria?
The whole world. These pedophiles at the highest paid.
That's so incredulous. I mean, look at the people. There are a lot of people there. They don't even have jobs. People are complaining, dying of poverty. There are people being deported back to their places. And these people are here earning this kind of money. That's really, really, Nigeria is a very, very wicked country. It's even worse than a zoo. Just like those people tell you, it's not even supposed to be called a zoo. It's a place where there are people that don't even have conscience. People are dying of poverty. And someone is earning, they earned 1 trillion from 2005 to last year.
Trillion.
That's 1 trillion.
You can't count
that's
it.
So many millions and billions of dollars. That's even the one that was reported. Who knows? It might even be more than that.
They have stolen 7 billion, more than 7 billion since then. 7 trillion. What is billion? 7 trillion. Ever since I went to school, I never heard of the word trillion until I started reading about Nigerian politicians. Then I have you ever? America sets their budget in the trillions. I think them and Britain and China and France, I think to an extent, are the only countries that have budget in the trillions. This is what they steal. Ndioshi, criminals, armed robbers. These are highway robbers. These are certified rogues. That people kneel and bow before them and say this is a legislation.
People here in America, they don't even earn that much.
Yes.
So go
ahead.
Yeah, then the news about the 40 Boko Haram suspects. Of course, the people who put them there or who sent them to do what they were asked to do have already helped them to escape, because I don't think they're dead. I don't believe that. I don't believe that crap. They're not dead. I'm suspecting that the people in high positions who sent them to bomb Igbos and kill them have released them from wherever that they were kept. Also, yes, that's what I think. Sure. So how come they're dead and no one knows who killed them? I know Nigeria very well. I lived there for 21 years. Once they start announcing something like this, you will know that there is something very shady that must have happened. As for the case of Okorocha, I just what he was doing before he came into power was just to deceive us with philanthropy, and now he's looting money. These were those same local governments that voted for him to come in, and the thank you he has to tell all of them is to loot and embezzle money, telling us, and after he said that there is no money in Imo State while he's stealing. You see, now these are the kind of leaders we have. That is why we need to put an end to all this rubbish and make sure that Biafra comes. Just like Carol said, it is a very crazy country, and the only way we can put to an end to all this madness is to restore Biafra. Thank you
very, very much. That this is Radio Biafra. Our lines will be open very shortly. Please, we remind you once again that the number to call is +44, regardless of where you are. You can start dialing by putting in +44 78 31 308 376. If you want to join us on Skype, all you need to do is to add Radio Biafra. Do not stop. Listen, do not stop telling your friends about Radio Biafra. Even now, that is about 3 minutes to 8 p.m. here in London. Continue to tell your friends, those coming back from work, those going out, anybody, that we have Radio Biafra app. We have our own bespoke application. We challenge you, it's only if they did it yesterday or 2 days ago, that Radio Biafra is the only indigenous broadcaster from that part of the world that has its own app, bespoke to it, not attaching to somebody else. We have our own application. We are hoping to have all the other ones released on across all platforms on or before Friday. Our Android app is out. What we can do, our dear listeners, nobody else can. They don't know what we have. Already we have a type of technology that allows us to broadcast even from the moon, and you will get Radio Biafra. Nobody else has it. They don't have it. They don't know what we have. That is why we say to them, it's either we get Biafra or we die. And if they choose the option of destruction, Babangida, go on, all of you will go down with us. We'll die together. That money you stole and accumulated for your children, they will not enjoy it. None of them will. We tell you something and we give you a timetable, and you hold us against it. Nigeria will burn, or you let us go. If you don't let us go, as soon as Nigeria is expiring next year, an artificial creation on a piece of paper, an amalgamation of people of diverse value system and cultures. If being together is a very beautiful thing, why is it that Britain wants to come out of Europe, European Union? Why? Their own is so homogeneous. They are Christians together. They have the same way of life, the same democracy, Greco-Roman, Judeo-Christian value system, all of them. Why is it that Britain wants to leave the EU? Why is it that Scotland is being allowed to see if they want to be free from Britain? Why? There is a place called Scotland, in case we've forgotten. S-C-O-T-L-A-N-D. Scotland. Next year, they will vote for a referendum. Is the world telling us that because Scottish people are white, they are Caucasians, they can ask for independence, and Cameron can say, oh yes, go ahead. Yet, Biafrans, because they are black and in Africa, they should suffer and die. Where is the morality in that? the same opportunity you're giving to the Scots, why can't you give it to Biafran people? Unless they're telling us that we are inferior to them. We are a bunch of monkeys in Africa. Who gives a damn? That was why George Bush and Kofi Annan in 2007 decided to do the unthinkable and give us the indigenous rights passed by the UN so that all those useless artificial boundaries drawn in Africa can be torn to pieces. Only if we are matured enough to understand what they're trying to do. That is why, regardless of anything anybody says, the Bush family, I can't castigate them, but at least they have given us hope. The Bush family with Kofi Annan has given us hope that we can come out of the zoo called Nigeria. Gowon is nobody. Babangida is nobody. These are thieves, they're common criminals. In any other country, they'll be in prison. Don't be afraid of them. Because here at Radio Biafra, we're not afraid of any man or woman for that matter. The only person we fear is God, Chukwuebuka Abiama in heaven. And upon his authority do we declare Biafra and restore it. The manifestation of this very declaration will come in less than no time. We will see it the way it will happen. Because here on Radio Biafra we speak and it happens. People work for us behind our back and make sure that things get done. Anything we want, we will get. Our transmitter is coming. Our people are responding in their own usual ways. Some are cynical. Of course, it's normal. If you're in Nigeria, why wouldn't you be cynical? If you're part of a zoo. But we are moving forward relentlessly. Radio Biafra will be broadcasting from Malaysia this time next week to the whole world. That they may know that we have something that they don't have. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open. Our phone lines are open. Our Skype line is also open. When we go to Malaysia, we are going to try as much as possible to present two programs every blessed day, because that 2 a.m. one is a bit slightly shaky. But we are here to serve Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. You are the first caller to the program today. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, Mr. Namdi, good evening. My name is Ibe, calling from Southeast England.
Yes, Ibe, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, there's something that disturbs me each time I hear about aid, Britain giving aid to Nigeria. Well, I normally tell my British friends that actually what your government gives to Nigeria, I call it bribe. Me, myself, I call it bribe. If you can't prove that it's bribe, I see it as bribe because I call it money given to Nigeria to use to protect their interests, their chains of businesses in Nigeria. If British government cannot call it, can say that this is not bribe that they're giving to Nigeria, they should stop it if it's not bribe. That is just the way I see it. They are bribing Nigerian government to maintain their chains of businesses in Nigeria. If they cannot say, if they disagree with what I'm saying, then let them stop it. Because Nigerian government has more money, so much money, to feed Europe for at least 10 years. Nigerian government has such money to feed Europe for at least 10 years. So why are you giving it? It defies logic that you are giving someone who is richer than you money. So that is why I call it bribe money. British government has been bribing Nigeria by giving money and telling people back home that is aid. They're giving Nigeria aid. You cannot give someone that is richer than you aid. So I just want to make this simple. If Carol that is there can also tell me that is not bribe, if there's a way she can prove this, that it's not bribe money, I want to hear that. And also tell the British government that there's a Biafran that said that it is bribery. You are bribing Nigerian government, not aid. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Well said. And keeping it brief, please. Do you want to come in, Carol?
Yes. The thing is that the British people, they see the poverty in Africa and they see the poverty in India and these places, and we insist that the government send aid. We fund all these, we fund it ourselves through different organizations, Children in Need, Red Cross, all these organizations, and the aid goes out to you. And it is, I can see where you're going with the bribe thing, but it is a people's choice. The fact that they use, governments are using the bribe, Nigeria is not richer because we're looking at you and seeing that there's poor people there, so we're trying to help. But the fact is now that they will see that it is rich because they're spending all the money at the top, so they will pull out eventually.
Yes, please, Britain, keep your money and use it to feed those who are sleeping rough on the streets. Nigeria as a country does not need your money, because the money you're sending to Nigeria ends up in Swiss bank accounts anyway. It doesn't get to the people. A country without electricity. The president has 10 jets, 10 aeroplanes in his fleet. Queen Elizabeth II, who is the Queen of Britain and Northern Ireland, does not have one single plane. David Cameron, Right Honorable, is an MP. He does not have a private jet. This is arguably the second or the third most powerful man in the whole world. Obama has only two, Air Force One and Air Force Two. One is a jetliner, the other one is a helicopter. Goodluck Jonathan has 10. The people without any private jets for their heads of state, they have running water and electricity. In the zoo called Nigeria, with 10 aeroplanes, you know the aeroplane crazy in that place, there is no running water and there is no electricity. I want somebody to tell me the logic in that. Where is the logic in that? Now, this is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you from London today. We must thank our dear brother, Ikechukwu Jude, who is adding his friends on Facebook. You must continue to do so. Also, Nonso was doing the same. Nonso must also continue to do the same. Queen Elizabeth II is also the Queen of Australia. She is also the Queen of Canada. She has no private jet. Not one. Yet, good luck, Jonathan, from Ijoland, where there is pollution everywhere, has 10 monkeys. Unbelievable. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Turn your system off. They are not listening. It's astonishing. Can you turn your system off, please? Go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, good evening, Nandi, and good evening, Karamonde. My name is Sunday Okbala, and I'm calling from Surrey in Woking, in England.
Yes, please, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to touch just one or two things on what you just said about Queen of England. One of them would be, you know, talking about, you know, just want to talk about yesterday's program about Fast or Sunday. Don't forget that Queen is the head of Anglican Church in the whole world, and Queen has not got one aeroplane, like you said, and he is also the head of Commonwealth, of you know how many countries involved in Commonwealth, and she hasn't got any private jet. So if you quantify it with all the pastors and all the clergymen we have in Nigeria and that have private, goes around with private jets, and also all the Nigerian politicians and the legislators that's going around with private jets, you see that the corruption is too much in Nigeria. And also, it's not that the British government knows about all this, because they can see the deadness of whatever people will say. They can see what's happening in Africa. They can see the poverty in Africa, but they still give aid. So I have a friend who works in Plan. I don't know if you know what Plan is.
In a what, sorry?
Plan, P-L-A-N. Plan is a company set up by British government to look after all the whole aid that goes wherever it goes. We have one office, you know, where I'm living. I have a friend who used to work there.
Okay.
And in 2006, he went on the hunger strike just in front of, because Plymouth is here, I think it's one of the headquarters here, it's quite big. He went on the hunger strike because of the way they embezzled money in that office. He went for almost a month hunger strike. BBC, Audio, ITV, Channel 4, they all came to intervene him, and towards the end, because he was looking for he was looking for pay rise, and because he's from Africa, he's not getting pay rise, and all the bosses are getting more money, pay rise each month, each year, and he went on hunger strike, trying to dispose them in what they are doing in plan. So with that, you know, all the home money that comes from all the aid that goes to Africa, the, you know, the things they say they do, or they do this, they do that. This guy exposed them right in front of the office, right in front of the plan office, until he got settled before he stopped his hunger strike. But at least he went for over 1 month hunger strike in front of a plan office. So what I'm trying to say in effect is that the aid that goes to Africa, the government knows much about where the money goes, because they know how much each politician, each governor, each president have abroad. Because they could, like as I am now, the government can be able to tell me how much I have in my Barclays account. They can be able to tell me how much I have in my HSBC account. In the same way, they know how much that comes in this country and where it goes and who owns it and how much is in it. So they know that those money that are given to the Africa's aid is coming back to them. So that's what I'm trying to say. I don't know if Carol will want to defend British government on that. That's my take for now.
No, I don't think she will. Thank you very much. I don't think she would defend the indefensible. It's not possible. You cannot defend the indefensible. That this is Radio Biafra, and we are coming to you live and direct from London. Our Skype line is open. Our telephone lines are open. We want you to invite your friends to join us on Facebook. If you don't know how to do it, please ask and say, how can you help me get my friends on Facebook? And we'll do so for you. Let's go to Barrister Mamezu, who has been waiting very patiently. But before we do so, let us try and go to... Oh, we wanted to go to somebody who was on the line, but he's gone. He wasn't quite patient enough. Barrister Mamezu. We are going to come to you in a second, but first of all, let's try to take this call. Can the caller on Skype hear me? Can you hear me? No, they can't. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
My name is Oyechi. I'm from Awka.
You're from Awka. You are calling from Awka now, is that correct?
Yeah,
go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
I want to listen to Radio Biafra.
You want to listen to Radio Biafra? Which device do you have? Is your device internet enabled? Can you listen to us online? Do you have any browsing device with you?
Yes.
You go to let me tell you. Go to our website, radiobiafra.co. That's all. Radiobiafra.co. You should be able to get us there. But our transmitter is coming for you, people. Of course, we know it's very difficult. That is why we are fighting very, very hard for the transmitter. We are fighting so that all of you will get access or have access to unadulterated news and the truth coming from Radio Biafra. Barrister Mamezu is with us. Is that correct? Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, I had my friend that we called earlier talking about the money in the form of aid being given to the Nigerian government.
Yes.
It is nothing but bribery. I heard how Karamonde put it in a different way.
But it's,
of course,
yeah.
Karamonde would not know it's bribery because she's not in Nigeria. The reason why it's bribery is because of the information you gave earlier that all those people that committed all sorts of atrocities in Nigeria, no single individual has been brought to book.
That's correct.
Why? Because not only that Nigeria gives them concession, they also give them free oil coming from Biafra land. As a result, everybody closes their eyes to everything that is happening over there in this zoological country called Nigeria. That is one. Goodluck has 10 aircraft. Do you know that Nigeria has no single aircraft?
It's true, you know.
You know that?
It's true. That is true. I didn't know. Oh my God.
Nigeria has no single aircraft that flies from here to London or from here to US. No single aircraft.
But the president has 10.
But Goodluck has 10. What is he doing with those 10? What is he doing with them? Can't he, let's say for example, yes, Nigeria will live some kind of outrageous life. Why can't he keep at least 2? And instead, the remaining 8 create employment. From Ethiopia, they all have aircraft flying from their own country to other countries. Ghana have their own aircraft. Where is Nigeria Airways today? It's gone. Before Goodluck came in. When he came, he said he will do this. And when he came in, he is baptized with the same corruption. Goodluck is corrupted. That is why only a single man has 10 aircraft. The Queen of England, you talked about Australia. Tokyo is also the Queen of Jamaica.
That is
the Queen of New Zealand. You forgot the name yet?
Yes, I did forget, Barrister, but thanks for reminding
me. Queen is the head of every Commonwealth, including other countries that are not Commonwealth. Yet, Queen has no single aircraft. The reality is, Nigeria has money. There was one British man who lived in Nigeria for 32 years. He made this comment 10 years ago. He said, Nigeria is richer than Britain. Not even England. He's a white man, an Englishman. He said, Nigeria is richer than Britain. Yet, British people are giving Nigeria aid that stops within 4 or 5 individuals. Let me tell you this, Director. Once Biafra is restored, those who put money in Swiss banks and other places, all their money will be frozen. They don't make use of it. We will recover those money. They can start packing it, as you rightly say. Either move away and then go and join themselves somewhere. Because if we come to demand our rightful rights, they will lose all those things. Because once we step in, we have to demand all the monies made through our oil. According to the lady who was talking about Nigerian economy, he says it's like a drain pipe. Human beings siphoning the nation's money. Yet, we don't have all the infrastructures that every country. Look at small Malaysia, 247 electricity. Look at Ghana, 247 electricity. What do we have? Zero. We answer the giant of bloody nation. Giant of what?
Giant of stupidity. Iberibe.
I don't want to get upset. Let me stop so far.
Thank you, Barrister. You have every right to be upset. Anybody who is unfortunate enough to be born under green, white, green, your life is that of a misery. You are either a thieving weasel or you are a frustrated destitute. There is nothing, nowhere in between. Go and tell me who is occupying an office. Now, I didn't say high office. Who is not taking bribe in the country. Name one person. Even some people listening. If your father is the permanent secretary or is somewhere, when daddy comes home at night, there's 99% chance that your father took bribe during the day or compromised his position. Or your mom may have compromised her position. These are the nonsense we sweep away in Biafra. People think that Biafra is going to be another useless place like Nigeria. They are dreaming. Biafra will be the kingdom of heaven on this earth as a glory to God himself. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on Skype. Your name and where you are.
Hello, my name is Samuel J. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From
Mr. Nandi, can you hear me?
Yes, very well, and so is the whole world. We are listening to you. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I want to thank you for what you are doing. Just congratulate you for what you are doing. You are marvelous. Whenever I hear your voice, I feel goose pimple in my body, because that's the way it ought to be. You are just talking through God. You are just God sent. I can see that you, God sent you to deliver the Biafran people.
Yes. But so, to the criminals at home, they will say the devil sent me. And no, I don't care what they think.
Your detractors are around to discredit you, but they will fail. Definitely. Yes, yes. I'm calling to inform you that Dakar people are ready. The Biafrans in Dakar are ready.
That is wonderful.
We had a meeting on Sunday. We are more than 10. At least we are 18 people and still counting. We are going to have another meeting on Friday this week.
That's good.
I personally am the acting secretary. I promise you that we are solidly behind you, and we will do everything within our reach to make sure that Biafra is restored.
Thank you. Nobody
told me about Biafra. I used to listen to Radio Biafra when I was in the north. Back years in the 2008-07.
Yes.
Then it was, I can hear it as Voice of Biafra from USA.
That is correct, yes. Our sister station in the US, yes. Our brothers of the Biafra Foundation, yes.
Yes, I used to listen it with my transistor radio. When the Hausas are listening to their nonsense radio, BBC, I used to listen to my own radio, Biafra. And then it was, the program has to, it was heard in, and every Saturday, 11 p.m., I have to be awake to listen to it. So when I come here, I decided to, one day, I just called myself, so I am a Biafra. Let me search for Biafran anthem, which I used to enjoy then. When I'm trying to look for it, I found out Radio Biafra, and since then I've been listening to Radio Biafra, and I've been telling my people, my friends, and I've added Radio Biafra on my Facebook, on my Skype, and everyone around me. Yes. I used to tell them Radio Biafra. So I am solidly behind you. Even I am fighting every day here because of Biafra. My close friend that I'm living with here in one apartment used to fight me every day because of Radio Biafra. Anytime I pull Radio Biafra, it irritates him. And I tell him that you can go to here. It doesn't mind.
He is possessed of the devil. Yes. The devil is in that person. That is how you know the vessel carrying evil spirit. When they hear Radio Biafra, they want to jump through the window.
Yes, I know. I told him that you can go to hell. And you will never stop me listening to Radio Biafra. I will listen to it till the Biafra is restored.
Amen.
So, my brother, we are solidly behind you. And we will get back to you as soon as possible with our own contribution to the transmitter.
Thank you very much. This transmitter
is what we solidly need. If only we can get this transmitter as soon as possible, our people back home will rise up in a twinkle of an eye.
I give them 6 months. Yes, Radio Biafra broadcasting on the ground. 6 months, we will free everybody. Not only will we free Biafrans, we will free all those Alamajiris enslaved by Atiku Abubakar, Babangida, and all the rest of them. They go and steal money and send their children to the best schools in the world. They import horses from Argentina, get people to come and teach their children how to play polo on a horse when people around you are dying. We are going to remind Hausa people. Radio Biafra will have Hausa service to remind Hausa people who their problem is. Your problem is not the Igbo trader in the north. Your problem is not Nigeria. Your problem are your so-called MAs and leaders and politicians. They are the ones stealing your money. There is nobody called Nigeria.
I can see that Nemesis is cutting them. They are condemning themselves now. All these past presidents, all these past head of states of Nigeria, they are condemning themselves. I can see Nemesis is catching them.
Of course it is.
They are condemning themselves.
Of course they are. Let me tell you what to do, please, because it's up to 3 minutes now, because we are giving everybody only 3 minutes so that others can take their rightful position as well. Okay. Contact Ikechukwu Eniagu.
I am in contact with him. And
wonderful.
With him.
He is the coordinator of coordinators. Yes, he runs this whole thing.
You know
yes, oh,
yes,
wonderful.
You know
That's
you
very
know
good. So keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much. Keep up the good work. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. We have a caller on Skype. Raise your voice. The world is listening, please.
Hello.
Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Ayaka Shukwe Zemba. I'm calling from Germany.
Yes, go ahead. from Germany. Are the other people still left in Germany? Germany is behaving like, I won't call them Nigeria, I don't know how they are behaving. One minute they give us hope, the next minute we are looking for them. There is even a Kwenche presence. UKJ is in Germany, possibly listening to radio from Kwenche. So what is happening in Germany, for goodness sake? Don't our people in Germany want us to get Biafra?
That is the thing. A lot of people in Germany are listening to Radio Biafra.
Raise your voice, please.
A lot of people in Germany are listening to Radio Biafra, but they don't want to come and identify with us here. All of them are listening. All. But I don't know what keeps them not to identify with us. We're having our meeting and they're all listening. They just sit aside, only listening and doing nothing. I beg them all, please, they should contact Ike Chukwu Nyago or Oyeka Chukwu Zemba. And if, or they come to Skype, they will always post numbers on Skype, on Facebook, how they will contact us so that we can have meeting together.
Can I ask you a question? Have you people actually been to any meetings in Germany to at least inform them? You know, our people, some of them are great liars. They say, oh, nobody told me. We weren't informed. Have you people been to local meetings to tell them?
Of course, we have been doing that.
Have you been going with flyers? Did you people print flyers?
Yes, we print 5,000 flyers already. We have printed the first one. I printed 1,000 already, shared already. Now we have printed 5,000 already again. So we have been sharing flyers.
Okay, you have to continue doing that, and people will continue praying for them. For God to have mercy on the soul of our people, or on their respective souls, we must say, in Germany, who are listening to the good news that Radio Biafra is bringing and they are sitting at home. There is something about Europe and America. I'm trying to find out what it is. Is it something in the food? Why are people in this part of the world so selfish, destructively selfish? Selfishness to the point of destruction. Have you not heard that your people are dying? We are treating Ezu River. Have you not heard that Igbo sons were killed and their bodies dumped in Ezu River? Have you not heard of bombings in the north? Have you not seen dead bodies being carried back from other parts of Nigeria to Biafra land to bury them? Have you not heard that there are no jobs? Don't you know we don't have roads? Are you oblivious to the fact that all the schools are shut? That our kids are at home, they can't go to university? Have you not heard that we are being deported from Lagos? If you have heard all these things and you have done nothing, it means you have no pride, no honor, no dignity, no integrity. In other words, you are not. You can never be an Igbo person. You can never be an Ibibio person. You can never be an Idoma person. You can never be an Ijaw person. Because we cannot hear. Not one in the number. Or people's club. Not one in the number. Or people's club. People should go and check what it means. And know that this is Radio Biafra. With or without them, we are going to get Biafra. But we make them one promise. You will enter Biafra land with visa. As a mark of shame. So you will tell your children that here I come from, I came here with a visa. If you like, join our enemies and we'll crush all of you. We love you and we spend our time, energy, resources, everything we have to make sure we bring to the whole world's attention the issue of Biafra. And the simplest thing, you cannot do it. Biafra is your redemption. Without Biafra, you are nothing. Zero. Biafra is the only thing that can give you back your dignity. Ezemba, you will go out into Germany and you will print another leaflet and you will say to them that Radio Biafra sent you. And you will get us the names of every chairman, of every local government, of every association in Germany. So we can hold it. That when they come to us in the future, like prodigal son did in the Bible, we will not be like Jesus. We will tell them to go behind our back because they are agents of darkness. Anybody who keeps quiet when our people are being killed, that person doesn't deserve to live. Anybody who is keeping quiet as our children are being raped, as our people are being deported from Lagos, we are being bombed in the north, that person deserves death. Your people are dying and you're not ashamed of yourself. You're in Germany. Who are you that you're in Germany? You don't want to come out to support and identify with your own people. You're a disgrace to our people. Thank you very much for calling. Go and send them a message from Radio Biafra.
Thank you, Nandi. Please, but beg them to contact Frederick Onyango.
We can't beg them. We cannot beg people who are sinking to cling onto the life raft. They should call Frederick Onyango. As simple as that. Go to Skype and add Fred Onyango on Skype. Call Radio Biafra line. Join Radio Biafra Facebook and ask for questions. We'll direct you. We are not going to beg anybody. Who are they that were begging them? And they said, how can you beg somebody that your mother is being raped by Hausa people? Have they not heard that Hausa people are killing our people in Irete? They've not heard that before? That they're raping our mothers in Nsukka? Are they deaf or they cannot read and write? Because you're in Germany, a country built by other people, made perfect by other people, you are there, you have forgotten where you come from and your own people. That is a disgrace. Please don't let me hate Germany, because some of our people are there. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you
Hello,
are.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Are you there?
The world is listening to your voice. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Thank you, Hernan. This is Patrick calling from Germany. I would like to speak to Mrs. Ezemba.
Go and add Onyedikachi Ezemba on Skype.
Yes.
Go and do that.
I have just hearing what he's saying. He has been sharing the poster or whatever you call it here in Germany. My name has been there for past week. I've been expecting this poster to arrive in my box here for the past week. I haven't get it. I don't know where and whom he has been sharing this into, since he has been saying that the 5,000 have been departed. Where did this 5,000 go? So I've tried to speak to Mr. Yar about 2 minutes ago. He just coming in his home now. But I'll call him after the upper wars. But I want to know, though I'll speak to Mr. Yar to know more further from him. But I haven't received this poster for any time since last week. I've been expecting it here. I've contacted so many people in my area here. But we have been waiting for this poster to come. So if someone come in and say that he has been sharing 5,000, where did this 5,000 is?
That is something that we're going to take to Onyedika. I'm sure he's listening. You said Fred is coming in now. You speak to him.
Yes.
We don't want to hear this type of thing coming from a great place like Germany. Because there is a forum in Germany called Igbo Contact Forum or something like that. Exceptionally formidable, very strong. Ekwenche is in Germany. Why should Ekwenche be in Germany and such rot is happening in Germany? It's a disgrace. Ekwenche is a credible. They are the light of this very movement. For Ekwenche to be in Germany and Germany is falling behind is a shame to this very movement. It's a shame to us. We have people in Germany.
I don't know, but I will soon try to speak to Mr. Nya in a short time after he told me to call back. He just called me in Skype now, just about a few minutes ago, but I'll soon speak to him again later on.
Thank you
very
much.
But I would like to know exactly where they stopped.
Thank you.
There are many people waiting for this poster for the world now. And when someone said that they have posted the 5,000, 2,500 again, I don't know.
Go and speak to them. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, my name is Zebedi Ejike Kori, calling from Germany, director.
Are you guilty or as child?
I'm not guilty, you know.
What are you people, Zebedi, there are men like you in Germany. Why is Germany lagging behind? What is the problem in Germany?
Director, well, first of all, let me start this way. The way you address Germans is not the way things are moving here. I'm living in Nordrhein-Westfalen, and even we are trying to start organizing things on our own self. These 5,000 or whatever they said that they printed or whatever, we haven't even had anything. I am a member of Ndibo Congress in Duisburg here in Nordrhein-Westfalen. Nothing like Biafra, nothing like these guys organizing whatever, that we have got nothing, you know.
Yes.
I could not do the and we behind no get back, you know.
So you were an accused before, and you have answered your egg. You were accused, And yes. You people have come out to... So the blame goes back to Ezemba and Fred Onyali. Get hold of them this evening. Germany must continue. Wherever those 5,000 leaflets are, you people must find it. And you must distribute it to our people there.
You gave them a very nice point. Let them look for organizations where Igbos are doing their thing here in Germany. We are not like other people around Western world. German is different. You know,
very strong. We are very strong.
Enjoying the good environment in German, but we are learning every day the way the white men do their things, and that is the way and the best strategy to follow these people back home. You know,
so Zebedee, go and get your people organized. Get them organized, please. No more excuses from Germany. We expect so much from Germany. They have to deliver. They have to deliver.
Let me use this point and say sorry to all those people that we are chatting together at Tima of Osu. Please forgive. We are just catching fun and Udo Drono. Bye bye.
Thank you very much. That is how we do it. That is how we debate. That is how we argue. A lot of calls are coming in from Germany. Yes, please, Carol, go ahead.
Yes, we've actually gone over the 90,000 members on Facebook, but, you know, come on, let's keep hitting this. We need to smash 100,000. And 5,000 flowers is not actually that much when you consider the amount of millions of people in Germany itself. I think it's trying very hard to get out there. And all these people that are ringing in now, have they done 5,000 flowers? Are they out there? Everybody should do their individual bit. Find a way. Bug me. I have people that pester me. I have one man that can't add his friends, and he goes out, adds more friends, and I've had to do it for him. Then he goes out, finds more friends, and comes back to me and says, go online now for me and add these on for me as well. There's people out there that have courage, that can do things. Everybody's got to look at themselves individually and say, what can I do? Can I do flyers? Can I do this? Can I do that? Can I ring everybody up?
What can I do?
Can I go on the bus and tell every brethren or everybody on the bus, you know, about Radio Biafra? Come on, let's spread the word. It's not hard. We're humanitarians. Let's live up to our names.
Exactly. Somebody rang the other day and told me, our dear sister, I don't know if I told this story yesterday, and said to me, our dear sister, who is a presenter on a radio station here, Igbo Africa, Princess, and when said to me that she was in a bus in North London, in Edmonton to be precise. A 9-year-old girl came onto that bus. Because normally here, even if you can board a bus for 10 years here, you wouldn't see anybody you know. A girl came onto the bus, a little girl of 9 years old. I said, oh, auntie, how are you? Have you heard of Radio Biafra? A 9-year-old girl in London, born in London. And Princess pretended as if she didn't know what she said. No, I've not heard about it. And the girl said, oh, it's very nice. You need to listen to it. My daddy listens to it every night. In a bus, randomly, a 9-year-old girl. That is where I believe that women will get us Biafra. The way some men are behaving is what can you? What have you done for Biafra in the last week? Kehimegrof, what have you done for your country in the last week? Have you gossiped very well? Have you written 2 or 3 emails? Or you have not heard that we need a transmitter? Why do you think we need a transmitter? How do you start a revolution if you cannot be able to reach people? Let's go and see what they have to say. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, okay. Mandy, please, I just want to shift something quickly. Please, anybody who is calling in the German, of course, or it was me that called before everybody, all of them are start calling. Let them contact Cedric or Jan if they want to know anything. They did not do anything on their own. We have started meeting already. So, any part of Germany or anybody is free, they should join us in what we are doing.
Okay. We'll let them know that. They will know that we have a group already. We have a group already. Please, go and look for Fred Onyali. Give us your name and where you are. We have a caller on Skype. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
I'm Charles Eze. Good evening.
Good evening. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bremen, Germany.
From Germany, all of you guilty people are coming out this night. You are all guilty as charged.
Well, we just spoke 2 nights ago.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, we did.
The 5,000 flyers have been printed and they are on their way.
Okay.
Calm down. You know, we've printed the first 1,000. That one has been shared out, and we are now Mr. Nyale is distributing the 5,000. He just came in on Friday around 10 o'clock in the morning, and Saturday is not a working day, and then he must have started distributing it on Monday, which is yesterday. So everybody just keep calm. It's going to come on your door, and then you can distribute it around you. The guy from Newsbrook, we are inspecting you. We want people from the West, because I have got no too much permission from the West, but it's nice that somebody is waiting for the flyer over there, because I've been worried about to get contact over that place. But in the north here, I live, is no problem. Onyali is in the south. You know, I have connection in the southwest. So we're all fine here, but we just need time.
You don't have that time. Please do anything you can as quickly as possible, because our people are dying. The luxury of time is what we do not have. Please, thank you very much, and keep up the good work that you're doing. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
And you too. Yes, we have somebody else on the line. Give us your name and where you are, and turn your system down, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, hello, good evening, Nandi. My name is Godwin Ezekwere. I'm calling from Germany, Mannheim.
Germans have come out in force this evening, and we are delighted. But what are you people doing? What is keeping
you? Okay, I will tell you what I'm doing. We are working. Only that, this afternoon I got the flyers from Frederick Onyale. I contacted him, and we talked. So he sent about 250 something pieces to me. Today I got it around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I went out and I've shot about 60 pieces already.
Okay.
So I went out, I shot about 60 pieces today. I got it around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, so tomorrow I'm still out again to share, you know. So we are working. Only that the flyer came out late. It just came out today. It got to my door around 2 o'clock this afternoon. And immediately I take my bath and went out and share it.
That's very
share
good.
The one I can be able to share, you know. So we are working.
That's very good. That's what we want to hear. Thank you very much. The Germans are working. Of course, it's one of the most efficient countries in the world. What have you learned from the Germans? Very, very efficient. Please, we are relying on Germany. Please, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, Chairman, good evening. I'm Mr. Honus Rick. I'm calling also from Germany, Stuttgart.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Chairman, I would like you to just advise our German people they should not, don't go on air and reporting what they don't know, or they are say, some of them are saying they are sharing some leaflets. I spoke with Onyale just the day before yesterday.
Yes.
I told him that waiting is dangerous.
Delay is dangerous.
Dangerous. Let us do something. Even if we are 10, we'll do what we can do. Others follow us later. We can continue our campaign.
Yes.
Obama told me, you can ask him now, that he have advised other German people to also, the same way I say, because I just come into this program new, Mr. Honus Rieke.
Yes, yes, yes.
Then he told me that also what I just told him now, that he have told it to other people. Other people said no, that we let us be many, let us at least 50, 100. I told him, no, let us do something now. Let us meet somewhere. I'm ready to come to Bayern. I'm staying in Stuttgart. It's very a little bit far, but I'm ready to go there. Now, he told me, okay, he will contact the other people again to inform them. Then, since that day till now, we haven't spoken. Then, day before yesterday, I meet with the chairman of the Igbo Congress in Stuttgart. Go to your Google, put Igbo Congress Stuttgart or Igbo Congress EV. Igbo Congress EV. His name is Ifeanyi Ezeani too, not Onyale, Ezeani.
Yeah.
I spoke with him. He told me that he's going to contact all the Igbo members, because I'm not in the meeting. That is how I spoke to him. He promised me that he's going to do something. But what I'm telling, what I told Onyale is, let us do something before waiting for other people, because delay is dangerous. That is what I told him. And Chairman, I want to tell you something, Mr. Nande. I really thank you for your work, what you are doing. I would like to advise you for you to book an appointment with us, even if we are 5, 10, so that we can meet you in Germany and organize our program in accurate way.
Yes. Okay. So, that will be arranged. It's not too far. That's easy to get close there.
I need it urgently. For me, I need it urgently because I don't like that. I wanted to call yesterday and tell you the same thing, but about religious issue coming, I don't like discussing about religion because I only believe what a man saw, that she can hear it.
That's correct.
So saying other things is necessary. Mm-hmm. I wanted to call yesterday. So book an appointment with Mr. Onyale so that we meet anywhere in Germany with you or with all your team to discuss with you about this thing, even if we are two people. That is what I want to say. Not this person calling from Bremen, calling from here and saying all sorts of things. They have sent reflect or this. It can't be going on like that because delay is dangerous. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Very, very concise and very swift. We welcome that. Thank you very, very much, Chika, that rang from Germany. Germany has woken up and we like that. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Mr. Amandi. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Ezra Zemela. I'm calling from Germany also.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I heard what the last caller said. We should not report ourselves, you know. I don't find it so necessary to complain or to report ourselves because of the flyers, you know. I got contact from Mr. Onyale. I'm coordinating Cologne. He called me and we spoke on the flyers, you know. So he asked me to give him my address, which I did just yesterday, I think so. So I'm expecting my own flyers, but I don't like the way that people are complaining about it. It doesn't make any sense, you know, because the people in Germany, we are very strong and we are united.
That's good. That's you good. Know? That's what I want to say.
Yeah. And last 2 weeks, we had a Skype meeting all together with Fred Oyan, you know. So I didn't know how this guy complained about flyers, about 5,000 that he has not gotten his own. He's not patient, you know. As when the onion is in the as we go. You understand? So, at the same time, the other guy called from Bremen. I had him also in Skype too. You know, so we'll be having a contact within ourselves. So I don't know where I'm on the minutes we have an we should just exchange so a little bit patient and then everybody will get their flyers and then we can distribute them.
Okay.
Just a little bit patient is what I'm asking German people to hold on.
Okay.
Hmm?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Carol?
Yeah, don't wait for flyer. If you're listening, then find a way. Facebook, whatever it is, there's different ways and means. Find a way. Don't wait for anybody. Like the man said, delay is dangerous. And that goes to the whole world out there.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We are not delaying. We are moving forward relentless in our pursuit of freedom. And it's going to come. As somebody said, it's a film. And I said to him, you sit on the front row and watch what is going to happen unfold. Anything we tell you on Radio Biafra comes to pass. Anything. Today we have made an allegation that the entire diplomatic corps in Nigeria is corrupt. That is why they don't send back to their respective countries the true state of the Zoological Republic. They are corrupted. All of them. From every country in the world. If they don't change between now and November, we will make an official complaint and reveal our evidence to the world to show that these ambassadors being sent to Nigeria, they are all corrupt. They must change. Biafra is important to us because Biafra is not just a country. Biafra is the dwelling place of God himself. And we are going to get it, or we die trying to get it. If that is the option you face before us, that country will be burnt down. It's a promise. We don't threaten you. We have not stolen from anybody. We didn't invite anybody into our homes. We were sitting down. They came. They didn't just colonize us and go. They took us into the depths of hell called Nigeria. From that hell, we are going to extricate ourselves. Any obstacle on the way will be crushed. regardless of who that person is, no matter who you are, you will be crushed. We will not go around you. We will not avoid you. We will meet you head on, because we have something that you don't have. We have the truth, and we have Chukwu Abiam. We must go on to take this call. Give us your name and where you are. Restrict your contribution to 2 minutes, please. Others are waiting. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are.
Yeah, hello, Director. We should be calling from Sweden.
Yes, please.
I just want to let all the Biafrans in Sweden know, especially those in the southern part of Sweden, because we have a larger population of Biafrans there. So they should contact those in Malmö, should contact Obiora, and those in Stockholm should contact Ngozi. But in Yetibore, I've never heard anything from anybody in Yetibore. So I'm just imploring to them, those there. Then all those of us in the northern part and in the northwest as well can easily contact me. We are very few up here, but down south there, where there are many people, please contact those names I just called. Then I'll direct one more thing. On Apple, I just realized that Biafra, like the good news we had yesterday, on Apple products, it's no more underlined with red.
Oh, even Apple has no more at Apple as well, yes?
Yeah.
That is wonderful.
Because I'm calling with an Apple phone, then all the text messages and the emails I've been sending before, I always have them on small letters, but now it's on a big letter and not underlined.
So thank you very much. That's very good news. So today is Yahoo and Apple recognizing that Biafra is the name of a place. It is in tribute to Chinua.
I even try to check the definition directly on Apple, and it's all about our identity. So we are moving forward.
Thank you very much. Of course we are. If Microsoft, Google, Facebook, Apple, and Yahoo can listen to us, why don't you listen to us? We know what we are doing. Unu mekeni hasi unu me. Just give us a transmitter. Sit back and watch what will happen. Only, that's what we're asking for. Nothing more, nothing less. Give us a transmitter, that is all. And we bring Nigeria to an end. 6 months, Nigeria Abasa to be gone. Because we have the secret. We're not going to share it. When we get our freedom, we can sell it to other people. For free. You know, Christ died on the cross for free. Yet, Yoruba pastors tell you that you have to pay tithe and sow seed. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
I'm Fred Onyale. Majin Namdi.
Fred Onyale, how are you? This is Radio Biafra. You are a man in trouble.
No, I'm calling from Germany, and I heard what the Biafrans in Germany said anyway. Everything is in order. We are working together. Those people that called are gallant Biafrans.
Yes.
So there's no problem.
That's good. That's what I want to hear.
I appreciate all their comments. They are good. They showed concern. They showed, some of them are very, they want something to start happening immediately.
Do you blame them?
We are putting things.
Do you blame them? Onyale, do you blame them for wanting something to happen immediately?
No, I don't blame them. I don't blame them.
Exactly.
We are working together. We are working together. Everything is in place, you know?
Yes, that's very good.
We are growing. Our numbers are growing. We are creating awareness. And the Biafrans in Germany here, they are getting the information. So I'm grateful for all their calls, and I thank you yourself for your effort in making it known and encouraging us here in Germany.
Thank you.
Because it's very important.
It is, of course. We love you all. Thank you very much. Yes. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype, your name and where you are.
Hello?
Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, this is Obiora Namani. I'm calling from the car, Senegal.
Yes, go ahead. And this is Radio Biafra broadcasting from London.
Okay. I was calling yesterday and I called about 10 times and nobody answered.
Radio Biafra received yesterday 885 missed calls. 885. So that tells you. Please go ahead.
Okay. In backing up what you were saying yesterday, commencing the regions and the church concerning the Biafra, and people were busy blaming you. What I am saying is that in our strong reign as Biafra, I believe that we must include region, the churches, because if those churches in Igbo land is preaching against Nigeria government, or even telling people about freedom, the importance of the freedom, I believe that by now we could have get it. But we are busy. Even I was in Nigeria 2 weeks ago, and what we have in the church, let's pray for Nigeria, let's pray for Nigeria. As we are busy fighting for freedom, and they are busy praying for Nigeria, how will it work? So we must also be talking about this region, because I believe that if our pastors are true, and our priests are true, and we're telling people the importance that is it, even if they cannot contribute, then let them be prayerful. Because in the book of Exodus 3:7, when people of Israel was praying, God said, "We have heard their cry, and I'm coming to deliver them from their slave land." That is only when he sent Moses. So our pastors are not doing it right. So if I am in power, what I will do first is to close down churches, because they are the problem, they are number one problem. They are worst more than bad government. The pastors of these days are worst more than bad governments, because they are stealing from people, taking what belongs to people, and not telling people the truth. And when you talk about that, people say that you are possessed or you have a evil spirit. Even Joshua himself, whom they change as Jesus, people say they have a evil spirit. So what I'm saying is that do not stop from telling people what is the truth, commencing this region issue. Keep on saying what you're saying, commencing this real issue. Let people know the truth. And again, what I want to say is that I want to advise every of us in all our brothers in North, let them come back and invest in our land.
Yes.
Some people have many mansions in North without even, you cannot even buy a bottle of Coke in Nigeria.
My brother, stay where you are. I'll come back to you. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Shalom Nandi.
Yes, give us your name. Yes, good evening.
Okay, my name is Vitani Bogu, calling from Lagos, Nigeria.
Thank you, the great lady herself and our coordinator all over the zoo, I'm afraid to say, including Biafra and the blessed land. You are welcome to the program. The whole world is listening to your voice. Please go ahead.
God bless you, sir. I really want to briefly comment on the legislators in Nigeria who are the richest in the world. I really want to tell them that the bread gotten out of defeat will always start to grab them in the mouth. Yeah. They are mortgaging the life for now.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. They are mortgaging the life of our youth today, and I want to assure them that their tomorrow will be rough. Their tomorrow will be rough. Whatever money they take from the Biafrans, whatever money they take from our land, they will not live to enjoy it. Their children will not live to enjoy it. They are costing, our people are poor. Our people, you go to some families, they cannot feed even once in a day, and they are transporting our money every day and dumping in Swiss banks all over the world. I want to assure them that God will visit them with all his instruments of death. They will not live to tell the story.
Amen.
One thing I want to beg our brothers and sisters in the diaspora, please, we need the transmitter. Our youths are hungry, our youths are suffering. I was in the East about 2 days ago, and you see it eating all over their faces. They are hungry, and what our are doing is that they care just about their immediate family and their girlfriends, allowing our youth to die in hunger. Please, we need the transmitter. Our people are eager. They want to hear directly from you guys. And I assure you that when you start the starting from Biafra land, things will change.
Yes.
The revolution that, what do you call it, the stupid go on, is trying to play against. I want to tell him that when that revolution starts, he will be the first to die. God does not forgive like that. God is a just God. And the Bible says that whatsoever a man sow, that also shall he reap.
Yes.
So the blood of the innocent Biafrans that Gowon took between 1968 and 1970, God will ask blood, each and every one of them from his head, and his end will be disastrous. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much. The very strong lady herself, very, very strong and exceptionally formidable. Rita Nebogo, exceptionally formidable lady. Herself and our dear sister Ngozi Madu and Maureen and Karomonde and Chidera and Mwada Marachi Opara, of course. We are blessed with people who are fearless, fearless in battle. Rita Nebogo has been able to demonstrate that time without number. She went to the court from Lagos. On her way back, she had an accident. She still continued. Other people will say it's a sign from God not to do it. She continued. She went back again to Biafra land to go and visit our coordinator to inaugurate our people in Oka. That tells you that once you are determined, you are determined. If you are in the Biafran struggle and you're facing difficulties, see that Satan knows that you're onto something very good, because we are building the kingdom of heaven on this earth. A place that any time the Messiah comes, if the Messiah is going to come to Africa, which he will not come if things remain the way it is, we want the Messiah to come. In fact, that will be the first place they will land anyway, because we have direct connection to heaven. Direct. We don't need visa to get into heaven at all. For that reason, that isn't alone, please, we must continue to encourage everybody to participate in this. If we scold you, if we appear too hard, if sometimes we come across as being slightly strict, it is because we know where we are going. When we get there, we are going to enjoy. But for now, this journey is arduous and very, very difficult. We must be disciplined to get through to it. Somebody sent us a text message before I go for the closing remarks. But we are being tempted. Imam Mezu will say, take this call. So we shall take it. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my name is Obinna, calling from Pakistan.
Obinna from Pakistan, yes, go ahead. The world is listening.
Okay, today I don't want to call today, but there's one thing that made me to call.
Go ahead.
Because of somebody that comes from Germany that calls himself Zebedi. For me, I want to warn that guy personally. Because the guy is taking his Japan's brain and people's brain.
What did he say? That is
the
guy wrote something
in Facebook later about the issue.
But they didn't hear him. He said it. He said it's just a banter. He said he apologized on air. You didn't hear him?
Okay, he apologized.
He did, yes.
He said he's just cutting short.
No.
He said he's just cutting short.
No.
Okay.
No,
he must apologize again. Yes. Let him not try to put a thing. Because I was trying to argue with him in Facebook, He was even trying to come to issue.
No.
I'm not an issue. I'm from any state. I'm from Ziago.
That is...
Anybody from Ziago on the area that person said that there is anything like this in the Ziago town government.
No.
One of these people said this. No. I want to comment.
Go ahead. Comment on something else, not that issue, because he's dead. He apologized and he's finished. Go ahead.
Okay, somebody should not write again. And once again, I want to say again about this church of 13. I just want to comment a very first thing again, because most of them, they call it church, but for me, I call it brainwash arena. For me, this is what I call it. And I want to put them on challenge, all of them. Both of them are going to TB Joshua, the Bacchus Joshua, all of them. All these prophets, I want to put them on, I am putting them in challenge now. Let them today, because they are praying, because for dear, closes all the way churches in Cameroon, the closed churches in Cameroon.
Yes.
They are the wrath of God will fall upon them. I am challenging them right now. Let them go to this people they call their men of God, but for me, I don't call them men of God, because I'm from Jaffa, I'm an Igbo man. I don't call them men of God. Because I know that my generation, they saw God, even in contact with God, somehow. So I know myself, I'm not a fool like that. Let them go and ask all their prophets and beg their pastors. Let them tell us what will happen to Paul Bear. The date Paul Bear will die, because I know that this Paul Bear was born in 1933. And he was the president of Cameroon since 1982 up to today. He's not dead. Let them from Monday, at least 5 days Sunday, till Monday, Monday, let them come on air and tell us this is what their pastor said that will happen to for here, and this is the date we will die, and this is how we will die.
No,
I disagree with them all.
Of course, we all disagree with them, because we've come to the end of the program. Nothing is going to happen to Paul Bear, because he's doing the same thing that Yeshua did when he was on earth. To fish out the false prophets. One of them, kindly, is a Yoruba pastor. We'll tell you what they're doing. You know, they're in very serious trouble. They are in serious trouble. By the time we finish with them, they will know. One of them has been arraigned. His name is Pastor Alberto Dulele. He pleaded guilty to sex attack on a boy. He sexually molested a boy of 16. Pastor Albert Odulele, a Yoruba pastor here in London. This man is a sex predator. He is an animal, but he has been casting and binding. Also casting and binding, quite literally, 16-year-old boys. He's a pervert, but he's carrying the Bible. Before the conviction of this pedophile, this criminal from the Zoological Republic, people would have said, oh, leave the man of God, do your prophet no harm. The man is a rogue. He's a child molester. He's a pedophile. Anyway, this is England. They'll send him to jail. And if you're a pedophile in England, may God have mercy upon your soul when you're sent to prison, because you probably die there. Other inmates will kill you for abusing little children. This is Radio Biafra. We are bringing this program to an end. We are trying to conserve energy for our trip to Malaysia. In Malaysia, we shall endeavor to bring you two programs every blessed day. Barrister Mamezu is still with us. I will invite him to bring this. I'm inviting you to formally bring our proceedings today to an end. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. But before I bring this to a closure, I have few important points to make. Yesterday's program, I was texted from a friend from the zoological country called Nigeria. She said that the program we did yesterday was excellent, trying to expose all the rot, the evil all these pastors do in that country. Not only brainwashing, but taking money from the poor people and impoverishing them. She specifically says Pastor Oyedapo has two jets, has universities in Nigeria, and you know those that go to these universities, the elites go to these universities. But it was the poor that we are giving him all this money to buy jets, open universities, yet the poor cannot go to that university. It's only for the elites. For those who have ears, let them hear. And those who do not understand,
let them carry on wallowing in their own ignorance. Director, let me reassure our people in our struggle that Biafra is coming forth. And I give you the evidence, in law we call it overwhelming evidence.
Compelling evidence.
Compelling, overwhelming evidence, over and above. The Nigerian-Biafra war was settled. They said, no winner, no vanquish. And the same particular law under UN says, if we are defeated in war, of course we are not defeated, because we had nations that fought for the Yorubas and the Hausas. And it says, after 30 years, any tribe, any country defeated in any war can re-establish or reinstate their country. For Biafra, it is a nation. Biafra is a nation, not a country. After 30 years, Director, that is one evidence. Second, next year marks Lord Lugard, or your friend as you put it, Fred Lugard's amalgamation. Will expire next year. That is number two evidence. We'll be having killings, bombings from the Boko Harams. That is how many? Four. They've been victimizing the Biafrans, impoverishing us, took away all the infrastructures we have, all the industries in Igbo land, in Biafran land. They don't exist anymore. Our children are being raped, being married early. Most of them have diseases, syphilis, from all these houses in the Katuriara. More evidence. The UN is behind us. Every indigenous nation can go back and be who they are again. The European Union have given their own backup for what we want to do. Director, our people should entertain no fear. Look at what you were saying, that a 9-year-old girl in Edmonton, where I live, North London, telling one auntie, have you heard about the ABF? This is a little girl.
Yes.
That tells you our vision is closing up. We are going back home. Wherever you are this evening, be proud that you are Biafra. Be proud that we are who we are. We are going new back. In coming forward, may God bless those who are able to get through and those who are not able to get through.
Yes,
tomorrow is another day. May God bless Biafrans, may God bless Biafra, and may God bless those who are friends of Biafra, any country, every nation that supports our case will have a stake in Biafra nation. Good night, everybody. Bye bye.
Thank you very much. That was Barrister Mamezu. Please, Carol.
Yes. Hello, everybody, again. I want to pull up earlier that they said about, I don't see the corruption in Nigeria because I don't live there. I don't have to live in Nigeria to see the corruption. And I know there's corruption in all politicians. Bosses will always want to be paid more. And there'll always be certain individuals that manipulate the power that they have. That is the world in a whole. But what there is there's people power. And that's what happens in the UK, is that they use their people power. And this is what we are calling for you to raise awareness so that you can use the breath and people power in the same way. This week, they condemned a Labour politician because he'd put in a food bill in his expenses, and he'd been given a free pizza cutter with the food bill. And they pulled him up on that and condemned him for the fact that he hadn't put it on there, that he'd been allowed this free pizza cutter. A simple thing, but these things add up. And this is the thing, the people will pull up and try and do this, you know, and they put their money through you. And this is what that you've got to try and look at, is the people power, is the people that are funding the aid there. And there is some aid getting through. Okay, unfortunately, it's probably sitting in Fidelity Bank, but we are pushing them, we're pushing the politics, we're outing them so that that some of that money is released. So there is money dripping through down to the ground roots. But what we don't want is that to be cut off. I'm not saying that the politicians are not corrupt. We know they are corrupt. They're corrupt all over the world. Okay, it's just what the people power I'm looking at. For me, I separate the two. And that's what I think everybody here has got to do. Separate the two, and let's put our people power to use, people. And we're here at Radio Biafra, and that's good night from me.
Thank you very much. And from me, wherever you have listened to us from today, Please also remember that we are going to be on air similar time tomorrow, 7 p.m. London time. Go out and tell your friends that there is a station called Radio Biafra. Go and tell them that at this station, only the truth is spoken. The reason why they speak the truth is because they are incorruptible. Tell your friends, your affiliates, your associates, your acquaintances, your friends, your families, and even our enemies, that Radio Biafra is incorruptible. Radio Biafra is whiter than white. Radio Biafra is whiter than snow. Any day in your life, you hear that either myself as the director of Radio Biafra Nnamdi Kanu or any member of the editorial board compromises their position, if you see me on the road, you kill me. I have written my will. If you dare me, I will publish it. It says, if I betray Biafra, I deserve to die. Anybody that kills me should not be tried. Because we know that Biafra is coming. Biafra can only come to us if our hands are clean, if we pursue it in truth and honesty. We speak on Radio Biafra and Microsoft, Google, Facebook, at least in England. That case will be sorted before the weekend, if wherever you are. Yahoo and Apple, within a matter of 48 hours, have given not tacit, pure acknowledgement to the word Biafra that there was a country, according to our departed brother, uncle, father, Chinua Achebe, that indeed there was a country. If Radio Biafra was set up, I don't know what they have done, but I can assure you that all these huge companies from Microsoft to Google to Yahoo to Facebook, at least in England, all the way to Apple, if Radio Biafra was corrupt, do you think they would have listened to us to grant us our wish? Do you think God would have gone inside them to tell them what to do? It's because our hands are clean. That is why anything we talk about, we do it. When we mean clean, we are very, very clean. Squeaky clean. That is how Biafra will come. Biafra can never come through the hands of people who are tainted. Biafra can never come through the hands of kidnappers. Biafra can never come through the hands of those that take the sacred name of Biafra to campaign for politicians in Nigeria. You ask for proof, we've given it to you. This night we have made over 90,000 people on our Facebook group, the largest I have ever come across. The largest. We are moving to 1 million. But before we get to 1 million, we need to get to 100,000. It is your duty. If you have finished adding all your friends, look for one of your friends and get them to do the same thing you have done. We must get to 1 million. But first of all, let's go get to 100,000. Continue adding people wherever you are in the world, please. Those of you in Germany, we know what Germans can do. I'm even surprised that this came up. It was a shame to me because I know that Germany is exceptionally formidable. We know what they can do. My brother attested to the strength of Igbo Contact Forum in Germany. Very, very strong. We are calling upon that spirit once again for people there to rise up to the challenge and put an end to the misery being faced by people back home. P2B will release those autopsy reports. Write it down as I'm speaking. P2B will make a public statement before he leaves office, releasing those reports. If he fails to do so, if P2B fails to do so and leaves office without releasing the report, any day his foot sets in England, he'll be arrested and tried for mass murder. Then he will understand that we are learned people, that we are educated people. If P2B wants to avoid that embarrassment, We don't want Ohaneze phoning us and asking us, please calm down, your brothers. Let's say, no, no, no. Tell Peter Obi to release the autopsy report if it's clean. If Peter Obi does not release that autopsy report between now and the end of November, we are assuring him any day his foot sets in this country, regardless of the bribe he must have paid, he will be arrested and tried for mass murder. We will not listen to anybody. People saying, oh, they're fighting themselves. Those people will be condemned instantly. Before you condemn Radio Biafra for making sure that B2B is brought to book in England, go and tell him to release the autopsy report. We will not forget those people. If you think that this is another Biafran gathering where they kill our people and they forget and they forgive, you are mistaken. This is Radio Biafra. Every Biafran blood spent needlessly will be accounted for. Peter Obi is in very serious trouble. The way he can avoid it is to tell us that he's clean and release the autopsy report. Because we know what he did. We know he is complicit in the murder of our own people. Because Gowon went free. Anybody can kill Igbo people and go free. Even Peter Obi can kill and go free. Boko Haram can kill. And everybody is a free, free for all. Including cattle rearers in our own villages. They kill us and they go free. But the day of reckoning is coming. As we said before, we are coming. And behind us is hell. There will be no mercy. The same way they have made women childless, so shall we make their mothers childless amongst women. We are warning them to stop killing our people. Everybody involved will have a price to pay. We make bold to say that Biafra is our religion without apology to anybody. Biafra is our religion. Radio Biafra, 7 p.m. every day is where we worship. Chukwa Biama, Obasembong, Nanawi is our God. Good night, wherever you are on this planet, Earth. God bless and keep each and every one of you. But more importantly, God bless Biafra.
Mm-hmm. Basilium Wenu. Ibi mena numu waga silili. Angananti asilium wenu. Angananti okumu. Angananti asilium wenu. Ibi mena numu waga silili.